mothers.
The Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
To a teenage boy, each new day is a new world, and each moment of it is filled with all sorts of discoveries and excitements, and even mishaps, which grown-ups can somehow always envy. So it is with Henry Aldrich. The scene opens at the Aldrich breakfast table.
You didn't answer my question, Mother. Can I? I mean, may I?
Henry, will you please eat your cereal?
I am, Mother. I'm eating it. Only may I, please?
Alice, may I have the cream, please?
Here you are, Sam.
Mother, excuse me, but did you say I might?
Sam, what do you think?
Alice, there's nothing to be gained by drawing me into this. Henry knows exactly how I stand on the matter.
But, Father, that's a beautiful part of it. I'm not asking you. I'm not really even asking Mother. I'm just suggesting it.
Henry, will you please put your spoon back in your cereal?
Oh, was I pointing?
You were.
Well, excuse me.
Henry, didn't you ask me to advance you a dollar on your allowance last week? And didn't I make it clear this is the only way you could ever be taught a lesson?
Yes, Mother, sure. And now I've learned how important money is. So couldn't you advance it?
Sam, what do you think?
What I think about what? Alice, do you see this piece of court plaster on my chin?
Yes, dear.
I'll tell you what it is, Mother. I shouldn't have asked him for the dollar while he was shaving.
Henry, would you like another piece of toast?
No, thank you, Virginia.
Virginia?
Gee whiz, Murray, did I call you... No, thanks. I don't care for any toast.
Virginia who? Virginia who?
Nobody, Mary. Nobody. I just happened to be thinking about a problem I have, and I wasn't thinking.
Mary, may I have a piece of toast?
Here you are, Father.
Mother, and now that Father doesn't have his knife and fork in his hand, may I have your decision?
Henry, what is it you want the dollar for?
Nothing special, Mother. I just... Boy, if I don't have it...
Sam, what do you think?
Where's the sugar?
Right here, Father. Let me give it to you.
Oops. Henry Aldrich, you poured half the bowl into Father's egg.
And there you are. Henry, until you are able to concentrate on breakfast instead of thinking about...
Sam, your sleeve's in the butter.
What's that?
I'll wipe it off for him, Mother. Father, hold your elbow up.
Where's the napkin?
Here, Virginia, use mine.
What's that?
Oh, gee whiz, did I call you Father, Virginia?
Henry, it's just what I suspected. You've got a crush on that red-headed girl over on Maple Street, Virginia Lee.
On who?
Isn't her father the head of the Board of Education? You're just trying to get a passing mark in all your subjects.
Mary, of all the wild rumors, of all the... Mary, I hardly even know Virginia Lee.
Why, Henry Aldrich, didn't I see you talking with her yesterday?
Who, I? Sure. Maybe I was saying I'd be glad to come to her party tonight, but that's all I said. But for anybody to go around saying, why, so far as I'm concerned, Virginia Lee...
Henry, we'll take your word for it. You're not even slightly interested in her. Now, please quiet down and finish your breakfast.
Yes, Mother, excuse me.
Henry, it's just as well you're not interested in her. If you ask me, she has the quickest temper.
Who, Virginia Lee? Virginia Lee has a temper? Mary, she's got one of the nicest dispositions.
Henry.
Yes, Father?
That's my toast you're waving.
Oh, excuse me. Gee, how'd I ever get a hold of that? And what's more, Mary, her hair is not red, it's auburn.
Well, it certainly looks red to me.
And that's just the kind of a statement that
Henry, if you're choking, drink some water.
I'm not choking, Mother. Look, I'm breathing fine. I just want to make it clear, though, that when you're invited to a party at Virginia Lee's, it's a very great honor. She doesn't ask everybody, Mary. And besides, it's just a way she has. She doesn't mean what she says. Gee whiz, Mary, whatever made you think she has a temper?
Henry, all I know is the one time in my life I have ever spoken to Virginia Lee, she snapped at me.
She what?
She snapped at me. It was at Jane Prescott's tea, and I said, Virginia, which will you have, lemon or cream? And she said, neither. Just like that.
She said what?
Neither, Father.
What should she have said?
Couldn't she have at least said please?
When she didn't want either?
Hi, Henry.
Homer, is that you?
Sure.
Is that Homer? I'm going to the office.
You want to look out, Mr. Aldrich. It's slippery out.
Thank you.
Good morning, Homer.
Hi, Mrs. Aldrich. You having hot cakes for breakfast?
No, dear. Oatmeal.
Oh. Hey, Henry, do you know what George Bigelow and Jimmy Bartlett and Harry Wood and Al Graham and I are all going to do tonight?
Boy, wait till I tell you what I'm
going to
do.
We're going to a party over at Virginia Lee's.
Where?
And to say the least, it certainly sounds exclusive.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. Listen, Homer, what time did she tell you to be there?
8:30.
There, Mary, see?
What time did she tell you to be there?
Not a minute later than 8:15.
What are you going to do, move the furniture for her?
Who, why?
Come on, let's get started.
Well, first, Homer. Look, Mother, could I speak to you alone for just a minute?
Alone?
Yes, Mother, out in the kitchen.
Henry, is it about that dollar?
Mary, have I even mentioned a dollar? Gee whiz.
Henry, what is it you want to speak to me about?
All I ask you to do is put enough confidence in me to come out here.
Hey, George, wait a second before you go in that classroom.
What is it you want?
Could you lend me a dollar?
A dollar, Homer? To you?
Well, it isn't for me exactly. It's really for Henry Aldrich. He has to have it, see, and we can't dig it up anyplace.
Homer! Don't you think I have any respect for my money?
Look at him, Homer, look at him.
Look at who, Agnes?
Henry, he's right out there in the corridor showing off in front of Virginia Lee.
What's he doing, Agnes?
He's got his coat on inside out and he's trying to make her laugh. My goodness, Homer, you ought to bring him to his senses. Of all girls, Virginia Lee.
Don't you like Virginia Lee, Agnes? Boy, I think... Boy.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, Agnes, nothing.
Homer, make Henry stop. I'm dying.
Hi, Virginia.
He's got his coat on wrong side out and he's pretending to be a camel.
Hey, Virginia.
Moo.
Henry, if you ask me, you're making a public spectacle of
yourself.
Look
at me, Agnes. Look at me. I can go 2 weeks without water.
Moo.
Well, so far as I'm concerned, I'm going into assembly. Homer, are you coming?
Why,
Hey, Aldrich, get out of my way.
Look at him, George. Isn't Henry a scream?
Listen, Virginia, come over here a second. I want to ask you something.
I can't, George. I've got to go into assembly.
Goodbye, Virginia.
Henry, put your coat on right before somebody comes along and sees you. Gee whiz.
Who's coming, Homer? I can wear it any way I please if I want to.
I bet you don't dare wear it that way all day, Henry.
Well, I would if I wanted to. I just don't want to.
Yeah? You haven't got enough nerve to.
What do you mean I haven't got enough nerve to? I'm just not going to wear it because you tell me to.
All right, I'll call your bluff. You wanted to borrow a dollar, didn't you?
So what?
You wear your coat inside out, and I'll loan it to you.
You will?
Now, wait a minute, Henry. Don't do it.
Homer, will you please keep out of this?
You're afraid to, Henry. You're afraid to.
George, it isn't because of that. I just... You know... Could I see that dollar again?
Here.
Now, wait, Henry. There isn't any girl in the world that's worth that.
Homer, will you stop pulling me?
Let him alone, Homer.
George, will you stop pulling him yourself?
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute. Let me be the one to decide this.
I have also been asked to announce to the student body that there will be a concert of chamber music in this auditorium tomorrow evening at 8:30. Those wishing tickets will please see Miss Hopkins. Not Miss Hopkins. Miss Hopkins. I was a little ahead of myself there. And I trust that all of you who... Will the young man in about the 10th row, who is 4 feet in from the aisle, please rise?
Why?
Yes, I mean you, young man.
I, Mr. Bradley?
That's right. Will you please stand?
Yes, sir.
May I ask just what that is you are wearing in this assembly?
My coat.
Your coat. And may I ask why you're wearing it wrong side out?
Well...
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, young man. I'm going to give you the opportunity of coming up here onto this platform so that everyone downstairs and up in the balcony can share the pleasure of looking at you.
Now?
Step right along, please. Our time is limited and we want to get on with the program. Your name is Aldrich, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember my giving a talk only last September on how the young men in this school should be careful of their appearance in assembly?
No, sir.
Quiet, please. This is hardly a laughing matter. You don't remember?
I guess I was sick that day.
You guess you were sick that day. Exactly what is it you think you look like?
Why, before I came in here, I was a camel.
Quiet. Whatever possessed you to do a thing like this?
Why, well, you see, Virginia Lee, I mean...
Quiet, please. Quiet!
Mother, I'm in here.
My goodness, Henry, you haven't touched a thing.
But, Mother, I'm not hungry.
Henry, are you sulking because I wouldn't let you have that dollar to buy a box of candy for Virginia Lee?
Gee whiz, no, Mother. I give you my word I'm not sulking.
Well, then what is it? Don't you feel well?
Yes, sure. I feel fine. Don't you remember the big breakfast I ate? Gee, I had toast, oat meal.
Just the same, you're going to sit up there like a gentleman and eat. Did you do nicely in assembly, dear?
In assembly?
Yes, I was just talking on the phone with Agnes Lawson's mother before you came in. She said something I didn't quite understand. It was something about you in assembly.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was in assembly this morning.
And you took part in the program?
Yes. Yes, I guess you'd say I took part in it. Sort of.
Well, wasn't that nice, dear? You didn't tell me at breakfast you were going to.
Well, it was sort of all of a sudden.
Oh, what did you do? Read the Bible?
No, nothing like that, Mother. I don't want anything more. I think I'd better be going.
Henry, you're to eat your dessert before you leave.
My dessert, Mother? But don't you see, I've got a lot of my... If I don't get started back for school, I'm going to be late.
Now, you have plenty of time before you get back. What was it we were talking about?
Why, I don't know.
Oh, you wanted to tell me about your appearance in assembly.
My appearance?
Yes, I thought you said you made an appearance.
Oh, that.
Henry, I'm just a bit provoked with you. There's no sense in being as modest as all that. I remember now Mrs. Lawson said something about your wearing a costume.
A costume?
Yes, and the students all laughed and said they'd never seen anything so funny in their lives.
Well...
Were you in a little sketch of some kind?
A sketch?
Your Uncle John, you know, was awfully good at entertaining like that. He almost went on the stage once. And you've always been very much like him.
Like Uncle John? Well, to tell you the truth, Mother, I just went up on the stage. At Mr. Bradley's request.
Yes?
And he held me up as an example.
An example? An example of what?
Well, it was this darn coat, and I was...
Henry, what do you mean? Didn't you wear a costume?
No, Mother, just this suit. Now I've got to go.
Henry, do you mean Mr. Bradley didn't like the way you looked?
Yes, I mean, no, I mean, goodbye.
Henry, you mean he criticized your clothes?
And Mother, I've got to go.
But Henry, wait. Hello?
Hello, Alice, this is Sam.
Sam, I'm glad you called.
Alice, I've been thinking it over. If you want to let Henry have a dollar, go ahead. But first make it clear, Alice, that it's a loan and not a gift.
But Sam, he isn't upset about that dollar. Mr. Bradley called him up on the platform in assembly this morning and made a public example of his suit.
What's that?
That's what he did, Sam. And don't you think that's awful?
Alice, what suit are you talking about?
That nice brown tweed of yours that I had the tailor cut down for Henry.
And Bradley said something about it?
Yes, Sam, right in front of the whole school. And dear, here's exactly what I'm going to do.
Second, I'll walk to school with you.
Gee whiz, Homer, have you seen George Bigelow?
No. And listen, Henry, is Virginia Lee embarrassed? Is Virginia Lee embarrassed?
Gee whiz, Homer, what's she so embarrassed about?
What do you mean? Do you know what I heard her say to somebody? She's going to change schools.
Now, there isn't anything to worry about, Homer. All I have to do is collect my dollar from George Bigelow. Well, gee, she'll forget the whole thing.
You mean she'll forget you're standing up there on the platform in assembly and shouting her name?
Homer, I didn't shout it. It just slipped out. And incidentally, there he is. Hey, George!
What?
George, come here a second. I guess you've forgotten something.
Yeah? What is it I forgot?
That dollar you said you'd loan me.
You're crazy, Henry. I'm not going to loan you any dollar.
You're crazy yourself. Homer here was a witness to the whole thing.
Sure I was.
Now, wait. Let me ask you something. Didn't I say I'd loan you the dollar provided you'd wear your coat inside out all day?
But it wasn't my fault Mr. Bradley made me change it.
Well, was it my fault?
Now, listen, George. Quit pushing Henry.
Then tell him to get out of my way.
Oh, no, George. You can't get by me until I get that money.
What do you mean?
Now, listen, George. Let him alone.
Hey, George, stop!
Good afternoon, Miss Shea.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Aldrich. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Came over to the school to have a little talk with Mr. Bradley.
Oh. Have you an appointment, Mrs. Aldrich?
An appointment? No, but it's rather important that I see him, and I decided to come right over.
Well, I'm sorry, but Mr. Bradley's going to be in conference during most of the afternoon. Why don't you come back tomorrow?
Oh, no, I...
Oh, just a minute, please. Hello? Oh, yes, Mrs. Bigelow. George? He was in a fight. You don't say so, Mrs. Bigelow. Well, Mr. Bradley's in a conference right now, but... If you come over a little later, we might be able to squeeze you in. Yes. Goodbye.
Now, Miss Shea, will you please tell Mr. Bradley that I'm out here? I'm quite sure he'll be only too glad to see me.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have orders not to disturb him.
You can't tell him I'm here? Then I'm afraid there's only one thing I can do. I'll sit down here and wait until he can see me. After all, there's a limit to everything. ¶¶
Doesn't anybody answer, Homer?
Not yet. How much time do we have before class, Henry?
3.5 minutes, if the clock in the store is right.
Hello? Here, let me brush you off a little more.
Boy, how does my coat look in the back?
Well, there's one nice thing about it, Henry. It isn't torn. I mean, the cloth really isn't torn.
It isn't?
No, it's just nicely ripped the whole length of the seam.
Boy.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Aldrich?
It is.
Well, this is Homer Brown. Henry's banged up a little, and I've been asked to deliver a message for him.
What's that?
We've been trying to call Henry's mother, Mr. Aldrich, and she doesn't seem to answer, see?
Homer, exactly what is the trouble?
That's what I'm going to tell you. Henry doesn't want to wear his coat to class this afternoon. And he wondered whether you're too busy to hop in the car and pick up one of his other coats and bring it over here to the Haven's drugstore.
Homer, what's the reason he can't wear the coat he has on?
Well, frankly, he's ashamed to wear it.
Homer, you tell Henry that I said he's to wear that coat to class. Is that clear?
He is.
Yes, sir. And if anybody asks him why he's wearing it, he's to say that I told him to.
Yes, Mr. Aldrich.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Very well, then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, Homer, what'd he say?
Well, I'll tell you. You won't believe it, Henry, but here's what he told me to tell you.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry wore his coat wrong side out at assembly this morning in order to borrow a dollar to buy chocolates for his latest girl. And Henry's mother, misunderstanding the entire episode, has decided to call on the school principal. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. Aunt Harriet is speaking.
Mary, is your mother here?
No, she isn't, Aunt Harriet.
She isn't?
No, she hasn't been home all afternoon.
Well, is your father here?
No, the only one that's here is Henry, and he's up in his room and he won't speak to anyone.
What's the matter with him?
He's just completely depressed, Aunt Harriet. He won't even let me come near him.
No?
I warned him, though. I warned him at breakfast he better not get interested in that Virginia Lee. My goodness, Aunt Harriet, you know what Virginia Lee did to him?
What?
Well, you know how she has red hair, and I'll admit she's pretty. But that's no excuse for her not letting Henry to come to her party tonight.
What's that?
And for no reason at all. Except that she doesn't like Henry's clothes or something.
Virginia Lee did that to Henry? Mary, I don't believe it.
But Aunt Harriet, she did, though.
Well, I know one thing. If it's true, I think her mother ought to know about it.
And I agree with you, Aunt Harriet. And I just wish you'd call her up.
Call her up? Nothing. I'll go right over and have a talk with Mrs. Lee face to face. No one can break Henry's heart and get away with it.
Hello, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes, Alice. Where are you now?
I'm still up here at the high school waiting to see Mr. Bradley.
And he refuses to have anything to do with you?
Yes, dear, and I think we ought to get this whole matter straightened out.
Well, here's what I can do, Alice. Joseph Lee is the head of the Board of Education now, isn't he?
Who is? Joseph Lee? Virginia Lee's father?
Yes, over on Maple Street. And, Alice, I am going to get in touch with him.
Well, dear, I think I ought to talk to him, too.
I'll call you as soon as I've gotten a hold of him, Alice. Don't worry.
Gee, Henry, why don't you try to look at it this way? Homer, will you please get out of my room and go on downstairs and go home? But, Henry, you just don't understand Virginia. She's got a little temper, maybe, sure, but do you know what I'm going to do, Henry? I've just had an idea. You sit tight, see? I'm going to fix everything all up for you.
Now, wait a minute, Homer.
Let go of me, Henry. I'm going to fix things up, and you're going to that party tonight and have a swell time.
But, Homer!
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Aldrich. May I get just one word in here before you go on?
Mr. Lee, when I'm finished, you may say all you want to. I realize this is your home, but I've just got to get you straight on this matter of Henry and Mr. Bradley.
Now, Mrs. Aldrich, I think by this time I am straight.
But Mrs. Lee doesn't understand. She says she doesn't understand one word of
it. Why, of course I do. The whole thing is as clear as anything.
Mrs. Lee, just one minute ago, you
said... Now, wait a minute, Alice. Let's take one thing at a time.
Sam, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I'm speaking. And so far, dear, you haven't done one bit of good.
Alice, suppose you let me try to explain this whole thing, because there are some things about this that you don't know.
Harriet, I don't like to interfere, but Alice is talking.
Well, all I want to know is why Henry can't come to the party tonight.
I'm sorry, but it's Virginia's party, and I don't...
And Mrs. Lee, I agree with you. If Henry isn't wanted, he would certainly be the last one who would want to come. But the point is, I waited in Mr. Bradley's office for 2.5 hours. And I want to know what the Board of Education is going to do about it.
Mrs. Aldrich, I regret to have to tell you that the Board of Education has absolutely nothing to do with what appointments Mr. Bradley keeps or does not keep.
Well, Mr. Lee, under ordinary circumstances, I would say you were right.
Sammy's not right. You're not agreeing with him, are you?
Alice, Sam didn't say he was agreeing with him.
Now, just a minute, Harriet. Just a minute.
Hello, Mrs. Lee. Where's Virginia?
Homer Brown, is that you?
Yeah, I've got to see her. I've got to see her.
Homer, would you mind getting out of this room? We happen to be in a conference.
Oh, excuse me, but isn't Virginia here?
Homer, we would like to be left alone.
That's all right, Mr. Aldrich. I can take care of Homer.
Listen, Virginia, I've got to tell you something.
Did Henry Aldrich send you over here again?
Virginia, that is no way to speak to a guest.
And, Mother, I agree with you, but he isn't my guest. I don't want to see him.
Virginia, do you know why Henry wore his coat in assembly wrong side out this morning?
What's that?
I'm not even interested in why he did it.
What do you mean, wrong side out?
Excuse me, Mr. Aldrich, but I want to tell Virginia something.
And I want to ask you something. Henry. Can you see whether there's any car coming in back of us?
Just a second, Father, and I'll look out the back window.
No, Sam, there isn't a thing in back of us.
Just a second now while I pull up to the curb. Now then, just a minute, Henry. Do you realize just what you did today?
Yes, Father.
You made a bit of a fool of yourself, didn't you? right in front of the whole school.
Yes, Father.
You shouldn't have done it, even if it was for a woman.
Yes, sir.
I'll have to admit the girl in this case isn't bad looking. In fact, she's rather pretty.
Yes, Father.
But that is still no excuse.
Yes, sir. Gee, how'd I ever happen to do a thing like that? Gee, am I ashamed of myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Here, let me open the door for you. Now, go on into Virginia's party and have a good time.
Thank you, Father. And I want to tell you both how very sorry I am that I embarrassed you so much today.
That's all right, dear. Now, go on in.
Okay, and thanks again for everything.
Wait a minute, Sam. Look at the living room window up there on the porch.
Yeah, quite a crowd.
Oh, they're dancing. There's Homer Brown and Agnes and George Bigelow. I wonder who's playing the piano. It's lovely.
Alice, was that Henry I just saw in there?
Yes, Sam, he's dancing already with Virginia Lee.
Not a bad-looking young man, is he? Quite a gentleman.
Oh, he certainly does look nice. Only, Sam, look at the way Virginia's laughing at him. What in the world is Henry doing?
What's that?
He's dancing with something on his head.
Alice, that's a lampshade. What's he doing that for?
Sam, if that is... And right after Henry promised faithfully...
I wonder why it is, Alice, that women can make such fools out of men. Hello?
Hello, is Henry there?
No, he isn't. Is there any message? This is his father.
Oh, this is Virginia. I just wanted to tell Henry how much he added to the party last night.
Very well.
Oh, my goodness, I never laughed so hard in all my life. I guess he certainly gets it from that actor.
What's that?
You know, from his Uncle John, that famous actor. Henry told me all about him.
What's that? Now, wait a minute.
The rebroadcast of the Aldrich family is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.